Good evening. So they tell a story about a man who was hired by a shtetl to sit on the outskirts of town. And his job was to alert the townspeople when Mashiach was arriving. That was his job. So somebody asked him, why did you take such a boring job? You're just sitting every day waiting for Mashiach. So he said, the pay is not so good, but it's a lifetime contract. It's sort of how we feel sometimes about every year. We hit the 3 weeks and we're back again. We're back again. It's like, okay, that's what we do. What do Jews do? We wait for Mashiach. And we just wait and like, come on, like it's really going to happen. And we do it year after year after year. And we say every time, I write it at the bottom of the letter, you know, for the halacha of the three, this should be the last year. It should be halacha of Lola Maisa. And it's like, do we really mean that? And the truth is, the truth is we do mean it, obviously. And it's important to remind ourselves that it's not just, Mashiach is not something that we just wait for, but it's something that we can do about it. There's a very strange contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, in the seventh parak, that Klal Yisrael is only redeemed, Mashiach only comes when Klal Yisrael does tshuva. The Rambam also writes, when he describes the Yod Gomel Yikari Emunah, the 13 things that every Jew has to believe, that every Jew must believe the Mashiach will come. But so how does that work? If on the one hand, we have to believe the Mashiach will for sure come, and we also have to believe that Mashiach will only come when all of Am Yisrael does tshuva, it's like, how does that go? It's going to happen automatically, or it only happens if we do something? So how does that work? So Soloveitchik offered an answer to this contradiction. And he says it's not a contradiction at all. But rather, if we're told that we have to believe Mashiach will come, and the Mashiach will only come when all of Klal Yisrael does tshuva, so what does it mean? It means that we're chayiv, part of that belief in Mashiach is that we're chayiv to believe in the power of every Jew to do tshuva. And it's not an easy thing to believe. But it really sheds light on what the 3 weeks are really all about. Gemara Fahmi Fiamisa tells us, we're going to say it 100 times over the next few weeks, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash, not because we weren't learning Torah, not because we weren't keeping kosher, not because we weren't filling the blank mitzvah, we were doing all the mitzvahs of the Torah. But the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sin and schina, because we hated each other for no reason. And why? Why is that the fundamental thing that causes a destruction of a Beis HaMikdash? So according to what and certainly the thing that will, as the Chafetz Chaim writes, the thing that holds us back then, if that's what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the way to come back, to bring the Beis HaMikdash is Avas Chino. So why? So according to what we just said, it makes perfect sense. If Mashiach only arrives when all of Klal Yisrael do tshuva, and we have a chiyuv to believe that that can happen, that means that the chiyuv is for us to believe in the power for other people to change. That we have a chiyuv to believe that other people can be better than they are right now. And what is the main source of sinas chinam? That we don't believe in other people. Right? The fundamental attribution error. Right? Which is that when someone does, if I do something bad, it was a mistake. If I do something unkind, this is a mistake. If you do something unkind, it's because you're not kind. Right? That's the fundamental, right? So we automatically judge other people. And instead of assuming that they did something not nice, they did something obnoxious, they are obnoxious. Instead of understanding that if I would take a minute for a second and to contemplate, who is this person? What have they gone through? What's happening in their life? What are the hundreds of things going on in that person that I know nothing about? And I take a minute to understand that other person, I wouldn't hate them anymore. Most people, as you know, when you get to know them, you don't hate them. Most people, as you get to know them, you like them better. It's usually how it goes. There are a few people not like that. But most people, I'm kidding. Every person, you get to know them better. You like them better. Really understand somebody, then you're not going to hate them. Sinas chinam comes from a place of not believing in each other. And that's why we hate each other. And therefore, the job of every Jew during the 3 weeks is to do what? Is to start believing in other people. To start believing in other Jews and their capacity to change and the capacity to be a little better than they were yesterday, because we believe that about ourselves, hopefully, that we can be a little better than we were before. So certainly we should believe that about other people as well. Avraham Levin, I've told you this story 1,000 times probably. I love this story. Avraham Levin, if you never heard me tell it, then it's worth it for one person never heard me tell it. He was walking in the street one time in Geula, and he recognized a young man who was wearing army uniform and had grown up in the Haredi section of Geula. He was a Haredi person, used to be, and now he was in the army. And this the boy was not wearing a yarmulke. He was clearly was no longer frou. And he runs over there. Rav Aryeh Levin, who was the tzaddik of Yerushalayim, runs over to him. Just give him a shalom aleichem. How's it going? How's everything? And he says, it's good. Baruch Hashem, you know, things are good. So he says, okay, so why don't you come to my house? Come, I'll give you a cup of tea. We'll talk. We'll schmooze a little. And the guy says, I don't know, Rav, yeah, I can't do it. He says, what do you mean you can't do it? Of course you can do it. Come over. He says, no, I can't. He says, what do you mean you can't? He says, I don't even wear a yarmulke anymore, Rav. I can't do it. He said, Rav Aryeh says to him, he goes, you know, I'm a very short, Rav Aryeh Levin was like 4'11". I'm a very short person, he says. So I can't, I can see you, but I can't see on top, I can't see if you're wearing a yarmulke or not. He says, but I can see your heart. Now you're a good person, you're a kind person, you're a sweet person. And he said, you're sacrificing yourself for Klal Yisrael. Come to my house for a cup of tea. It seems to me, he says, that your yarmulke is a lot bigger than mine. That is our job during the next 3 weeks. It's not to yet, we should be careful, am I going to go swimming, am I going to shave, am I going to buy this, am I going to make a shechianu? We get more shaila during 3 weeks, and it's nice, I'm glad I do. During the 3 weeks, about the minhagim of the 3 weeks, that I do the whole year sometimes. And it's amazing and great. But lemaisa, those things matter very little. If I care about, if I eat, I made a siyum, and do I need a minyan for a siyum, and this and that. And then I walk around and I say something nasty about somebody else. Or I speak lashon hara about somebody behind their back. What are we doing? What are we doing if that's what happens? During the 3 weeks, you want to make a kabbalah for the 3 weeks? Learn the halachos of lashon hara for 1 minute a day. Take the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. They sell them in every farm store in the world. You can get them on Amazon. Learn one halacha of lashon hara a day. Do that for the 3 weeks. And that's going to be way more valuable than the siyum or the not siyum or the this. You can do siyums, it's fine. But you know what I'm saying? Like, what it really matters to work on ourselves as Jews who care about other Jews, especially the Jews that we don't know, and especially the Jews that we do know in our families, people who are closest to us, people who are furthest from us, and to be able to take a step back and to pause and to say, I don't really know what's going on in that person's life. And I don't know why they said that nasty thing. Probably because something bad happened to them in their childhood or and something happened at work today. Whatever it was. I don't understand them. And that's why they act that way to me. And I'm not going to act that way back. And if we can do that, if we can learn to believe in another Jew, then we believe in Mashiach. And then we just have to wait for Mashiach. Then in those moments, we have an opportunity to actually bring Mashiach ourselves.